You're listening to the Whistler Plumbing and Air Podcast. I'm speaking with James Whistler. James, as a homeowner, it's been a long, warm summer. What are some signs I should be watching out for that I might need a new HVAC system?
Probably one of the most frequent and most common signs is, hey, am I having to call the service repair person, provider, company more than once a year or even more than once every couple years? When the frequency of service visits increase, then it's time to start considering a replacement. You know, the reality of it is these service visits are not just extremely inexpensive. And so it's kind of like your car. I mean, if you're taking your car into the mechanic every month or, you know, every, you know, quarter, then, okay, you're probably putting money into this car and it's not very dependable. And it's costing you, you know, even more than just the cost of the cost of the repair. It's costing you maybe time away from work or time away from family or whatever it might be. So, I think that that's the first kind of obvious sign. Next might be runtime. Sometimes, you know, when we're extremely hot and humid, and you know, or it's extremely cold and windy, those type of things, of course, the system is going to run. You know, systems are sized on what we consider a 99% average. So what that means, if you break up the whole year into, you know, 99% of the year, that's a lot of the year. Mm-hmm. But there is 1% of the time that the system actually won't be able to keep up. That's a very small percentage of the time. And that's by the air conditioning you know, standards by code and those type of things. But so there's going to be a day or two or maybe five in a year that, you know, the system seems like it's just running all day long.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably normal. However, if you go through the whole summer and every time that, you know, it gets, you know, noon or in the afternoon and it just, the system runs all afternoon, all the time, you know, during the whole cooling system, that's what we call runtime. And that can be a sign that something's going on. It's not working properly. The next thing I would say is just utility bills. If you see your utility bill creeping up, the HVAC system is the number one consumption appliance in your home when it comes to utility bills, whether that be electric or gas. So when you start seeing that climb, that could be a reason why that, you know, the system is not working properly. There's obviously other appliances in the home that has that. And then generally speaking, once you get north of 10 years on an HVAC system, you know, there is a life expectancy on these systems. And unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of different regulations in the HVAC industry that are changing. And, you know, just in the past 20 years, come this next year, we'll have two regulation changes, which completely shift all the equipment. And really what that means is if you've got a 20-year-old system, they don't even provide parts or pieces or the ability to work on that, like an R22 refrigerant system. So yeah, I think it's important to understand that once you get to a certain age, it's probably in your best interest to change the device.
Great advice, great signs that you should pay attention to when it comes time to choosing a new heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system. Give James Whistler a call at Whistler Plumbing and Air, 540-483-9382.